Now, despite its name, the Farm Bill is not just about helping farmers. Secretary Vilsack calls it a jobs bill, an innovation bill, an infrastructure bill, a research bill, a conservation bill. It's like a Swiss Army knife. Yeah, it's like Mike Trout. It's like a, for those of you who know baseball, it's somebody who's got a lot of tools. It multitasks. It's creating more good jobs, gives more Americans a shot at opportunity. And there are two big ways in which it does so. First, the Farm Bill lifts up our rural communities. Over the past 5 years, thanks to the hard work and know-how of America's farmers, the best in the world, we've had the strongest stretch of farm exports in our history. And when I'm traveling around the world, I'm promoting American agriculture, and as a consequence, we are selling more stuff to more people than ever before. It supports about 1 million American jobs. What we grow here and that we sell is a huge boost to the entire economy, but particularly the rural economy. Here at Michigan State, by the way, you are helping us to do even more. So I just got a tour of a facility where you're working with local businesses to produce renewable fuels. You're helping farmers grow crops that are healthier and more resistant to disease. Some students are even raising their own piglets on an organic farm. When I was in college, I lived in a pigsty, but I didn't work in one. I'm impressed by that. That's no joke, by the way. Your hygiene improves as you get older. So we're seeing some big advances in American agriculture. And today, by the way, I'm directing my administration to launch a new Made in Rural America initiative to help more rural businesses expand and hire and sell more products stamped made in the USA to the rest of the world, because we've got great products here that need to be sold, and we can do even more to sell around the world. But even with all this progress, too many rural Americans are still struggling. You know, right now, 85% of counties experience what's called persistent poverty. Those are in rural areas. Before I was elected president, I represented Illinois, home of a couple of your Big Ten rivals, but also a big farming state. And over the years, I've seen how hard it can be to be a farmer. You know, there are a lot of big producers who are doing really well, but there are even more small farms, family farms, where folks are just scratching out a living and increasingly vulnerable to difficulties in financing and all the inputs involved. Farmers sometimes having to work off the farm. They got a couple of jobs outside the farm just to get health care, just to pay the bills, trying to keep it in the family, and it's very hard for young farmers to get started. And in these rural communities, a lot of young people talk about how jobs are so scarce, even before the recession hit, that they feel like they've got to leave in order to have opportunity. They can't stay at home, they've got to leave. So that's why this Farm Bill includes things like crop insurance, so that when a disaster like the record drought that we're seeing across much of the West hits our farmers, they don't lose everything they've worked so hard to build. This bill helps rural communities by investing in hospitals and schools, affordable housing, broadband infrastructure, all the things that help attract more businesses and make life easier for working families. This bill supports businesses working to develop cutting-edge biofuels, like some of the work that's being done here at Michigan State. That has the potential to create jobs and reduce our dependence on foreign oil. It boosts conservation efforts, so that our children and grandchildren will be able to enjoy places like the Mississippi River Valley and Chesapeake Bay. It supports local food by investing in things like farmers markets and organic agriculture, which is making my wife very happy. And when Michelle's happy, I don't know about everybody being happy, but I know I'm happy. And And so it's giving smaller producers, local producers, folks like Ben, the opportunity to sell more of their products directly without a bunch of processing and distributors and middlemen that make it harder for them to achieve. And it means that people are going to have healthier diets, which is in turn going to reduce incidence of childhood obesity and keep us healthier, which saves us all money. It does all this while reforming our agricultural programs. So this bill helps to clamp down on loopholes that allowed people to receive benefits year after year, whether they were planting crops or not. And it saves taxpayers hard-earned dollars by making sure that we only support farmers when disaster strikes or prices drop. It's not just automatic. So that's the first thing this farm bill does. It helps rural communities grow. It gives farmers some certainty. It puts in place important reforms. The second thing this farm bill does that is huge is help make sure America's children don't go hungry. Now, and this is where Debbie's work was really important. One study shows that more than half of all Americans will experience poverty at some point during their adult lives. Now, for most folks, that's when you're young and you're eating ramen all the time. But for a lot of families, it's, you know, a crisis hits, you lose your job, somebody gets sick, strains on your budget. You have a strong work ethic, but you know, it might take you 6 months, 9 months, a year to find a job. And in the meantime, you've got families to feed. And that's why for more than half a century, this country has helped Americans put food on the table when they hit a rough patch. Or when they're working hard but aren't making enough money to feed their kids. They're not looking for a handout. These folks, they're looking for a hand up, a bridge to help get them through some tough times. And we sure don't believe that children should be punished when parents are having a tough time. As a country, we're stronger when we help hardworking Americans get back on their feet, make sure the children are getting the nutrition that they need so that they can learn what they need in order to be contributing members of our society. And that's the idea behind what's known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. A large majority of SNAP recipients are children, or the elderly, or Americans with disabilities. A lot of others are hardworking Americans who need just a little help feeding their families while they look for a job or they're trying to find a better one. And in 2012, the SNAP program kept nearly 5 million people, including more than 2 million children, out of poverty. Think about that. 5 million people. And that's why my position has always been that any farm bill I sign must include protections for vulnerable Americans. And thanks to the good work of Debbie and others, this bill does that. And by giving Americans more bang for their buck at places like farmers markets, we're making it easier for working families to eat healthy foods, and we're supporting farmers like Ben who make their living growing it. So it's creating new markets for produce farmers, and it means that people have a chance to directly buy from their farmers the kind of food that's going to keep them healthy. And the truth is, a lot of folks go through tough times at some point in their lives. That doesn't mean they should go hungry, not in a country like America. So investing in the communities that grow our food, helping hardworking Americans put that food on the table, that's what this farm bill does, all while reducing our deficits through smart reforms. It doesn't include everything that I'd like to see, and I know leaders on both sides of the aisle feel the same way, but it's a good sign that Democrats and Republicans in Congress were able to come through with this bill, break the cycle of short-sighted, crisis-driven, partisan decision-making, and actually get this stuff done. It's a good sign. And that's the way you should expect Washington to work. That's the way Washington should continue to work because we've got more work to do. We've got more work to do to potentially make sure that unemployment insurance is put in place for a lot of folks out there who need it. We've got more work to do to pass a minimum wage. We've got more work to do to do immigration reform, which will help farmers like Ben. So let's keep the momentum going here. And in the weeks ahead, while Congress is deciding what's next, I'm going to keep doing everything I can to strengthen the middle class, build ladders of opportunity in the middle class. And I sure hope Congress will join me, because I know that's what you're looking for out of your elected officials at every level. So thank you, everybody. God bless you. I'm now going to sign this farm bill.